Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
And we are off the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios. NCAA basketball tournament time. There is not a better playoff format in all of sports than the NCAA tournament.
No, it's the best. In the ACC, you are a joke this basketball season. Four ACC teams bounced out yesterday in the first round, and we'll get to that here shortly.
We're also going to hear about that in the Week in Review.
Yes, we will. We're going to hear about that on the butt hurt list, too, in the third segment.
I want you folks to listen to what I'm about to tell you, because for months now, I have been telling you that Central Florida is on the rise. Central Florida is going to win a national championship with Gus Malzahn there. And to my point, here is another bullet to the points that I continue to make. We all know, if you're in the football world, the high school football world, you all have heard about the Castellanos kid over in Ware County. He has committed to the University of Central Florida, and more than likely in 2 or 3 years, he will be winning a national championship for Gus Malzahn in Orlando.
He'll be piling up a lot of big stats, and he'll do good in Gus's system. But winning a national championship at Central Florida, that is a stretch. You still do not understand the concept of the term defense. You are not going to win a national championship if you can't play good team defense. And Gus, he had one good defense while he was at Auburn, and they made it to the SEC championship game a couple of times. So Gus has got to beef up the defensive side of the football. They play in a conference that doesn't stress team defense, and that conference is not going to be taken seriously until they play better defense.
This is
period.
This is 2021. Offenses win games now, and there is no better offense than the one that resides in the bounce house in Orlando.
Okay.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Bennett Auto Group, Peachtree Pest Control, and Cunningham Jewelers.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the best, easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
I'm very disappointed. I was going to do Facebook Live today on my computer rather than my phone because I get a lot of text during the show that I don't get to see because I'm doing Facebook Live with my phone. So I was going to do it from my computer, and I hadn't figured it quite out. It's not cooperating with me. So I guess for now, no Facebook Live. I'll have it up on my phone during the break.
If an AAC team can't stop another AAC team, and you have 53 to 48 games, 62 to 56 games, how in the world is that team from that conference going to stop a high-powered SEC offense or a Clemson or a Ohio State? How in the world is that going to happen?
They'll just outscore them.
No, they won't. Those conferences, the SEC teams, Clemson, Ohio State, those teams actually play defense, Jason. You got to understand that. See, I try to teach you things on this show. every week, and you fall back into these little patterns that you do.
These patterns.
Yeah.
It's called
college football is a complete game. You can't just play offense and expect to win championships. You've got to be a complete football team, and you don't understand that. You think you're at home playing on your little PlayStation or whatever you're doing, and you're just sitting here with the controller in your hand, and you're just piling up points. Football doesn't work that way. I've tried, and I've tried, and I've tried now for 3 years to get you to understand that, and it just won't sink in. Your head's like concrete. It's almost like you want to take a sledgehammer sometimes and just start chipping away and see if you can chip away some of that hard-headedness and get down to the point where you can actually educate you on the sport of college football.
You know, I will say this. You're not the first person to have said those things to me about my head.
Oh, that's not a shocker, buddy.
Last week, you got on here and you got on your soapbox about Pierce County not returning a trip to Brunswick High. Well, apparently somebody heard you, because now there are talks going on between the Brunswick High Pirates and Pierce County about them making a return trip, because the Pirates went over to the Bears' Den last year and got drilled 31-10 at the hands of the eventual state champion Pierce County Bears. And so now it looks like the Pierce County Bears may return the trip to Brunswick High over at Glynn County Stadium.
I mean, you're talking about a state championship program. You won a state championship. Nobody should have to beg you for a return visit. I mean, it's just, yeah, there's talks going on. Let's hope that the Bears do that return trip this year.
Well, when you're a state championship winner, you can pretty much pick and choose who you want to play.
Really?
You don't have to beg anybody.
Really?
I think that's the way it should work. It normally works, right?
That's the way it should work. If you go and play a team home and home, you know, they come to you in year one, it's kind of common sense that you come back in year two and return the visit.
See, this is how I would handle that phone call. I would say to whoever was making the call to try to schedule the game,
yeah,
when's the last time you won a state championship? Oh, by the way, we just won one. That's how I would do it.
Yeah, well, that's why you are sitting here in a radio booth on Saturday morning instead of running an athletic program.
Jason Bishop and Kip Branch, the Bryce Harpers of sports radio. Not that talented and overpaid.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
Spring is in the air, and with it comes new beginnings. Maybe that includes a new special someone. Make it exceptional. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Don't forget wedding season. Engagement rings for all styles and budgets. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. 912-265-8652 or online cunninghamjewelers.com.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golnaz Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golnaz Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to peachtreepest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's
912-466-7340. Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the Week in Review.
And here we go. So let me get this straight. The Jaguars have raised their season ticket prices a year after they finished with the worst record in the NFL. The team to beat in the NCAA tournament, Houston. Oral Roberts takes down Ohio State. Did the Buckeyes just lose to a bunch of future dentists? In the first round of the NCAA tournament, North Carolina is 29 and in the first round of the NCAA tournament, North Carolina is 29-1. The Jags went on a spending spree, like giving your kid a no-limit credit card in KB Toys type of spending spree. Lakers, the trade deadline is coming. Get LeBron some help. Boy, the Atlanta Braves look really good. Four teams bounced in the first round from the ACC. Hashtag not better than the AAC. The new Justice League is over 4 hours long. Holy day killer, Batman. And these are my thoughts.
No, you did not just say what I thought I heard you say on the Week in Review.
I mean, I said a lot of stuff.
Get LeBron some help. That's all they do is get him help.
He can't win everything by himself.
He can't win without Anthony Davis. AD's hurt, so LeBron can't win.
He's got to get the guy some help.
Get him some help. Let's get LeBron some help.
Even Michael had Scotty.
Get him some help. Man, come on. Every week. Well, here we go. You know, basketball season, we'll start talking about your boy, and you'll drink the purple and gold Kool-Aid here for 3 or 4 months until they bow out of the playoffs, and then you'll say, well, he didn't have any help. Nobody's had more help in the history of basketball to win rings than LeBron James.
Did you see how the season ended last year?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Just want to make sure
they
that we were clear
on.
Okay. All
because
right.
of one player, Anthony
LeBron.
Davis. They don't have him. They don't win anything.
We're gonna.
When are you gonna get that through your head?
What
concrete.
What I am gonna do is I'm gonna give you my final four picks in just a moment. Right after we get to, this is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Vena Auto Group Studios. This segment is brought to you by J.C. Strother, Golden Isle Pharmacy, Georgia Sea Grill, and by M&B Liquors.
M&B Liquors, the best wine and beer selection and liquor selection in the Golden Isles. M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since well forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top. And talked to the owner last night. He's talking about expanding. So, hey.
Awesome.
Stop in. They got everything you need.
We're obviously doing some good.
Amen.
So, this is, I'm going to go ahead and tell you before I give you my final four, just so the listening audience is aware, I have yet to miss a game in the NCAA tournament, completely straight down the line, check marks.
Yeah, it's because you've waited till today to do your bracket. So obviously you haven't missed a game yet, because the winners yesterday, which were a bunch. Wasn't too many ACC teams. So, obviously, you didn't pick the ACC teams yesterday.
Why do you always want to argue these semantics with me?
Well, I deal with facts.
The fact is, I haven't missed a game.
Yeah, the fact is, you picked your bracket 30 minutes before the show because I watched you fill it out. Right here in the Bennett Auto Group studio.
That's irrelevant.
Okay, so obviously you're undefeated in the tournament because winners, you know, from yesterday automatically advance in your bracket because you picked it today. Now go ahead, since we got the semantics out of the way.
Here are my final four picks. Okay. I'm taking Gonzaga to make the final four.
They're undefeated.
They are. I'm taking Florida State to make the final four.
They're an ACC team, and the ACC didn't look good yesterday, so we'll have to drill down a little deeper on that one.
Florida State's the best team in the ACC. I'm taking Baylor to make the final four.
Good basketball team.
And I'm taking Houston to make the final four.
Another good basketball team.
So I've got Gonzaga, Florida State, Baylor, and Houston. So thus, with those matchups, you'd have Gonzaga, Florida State, Baylor, and Houston. I'll take Florida State and Houston playing for it, and Houston will be cutting down the nets.
Okay.
Well, let's hear what you got, Mr. You just filled out your bracket. Are you too embarrassed? When your final four team's already out, is that what it is?
I didn't fill out a bracket. I haven't got around to it this year. Haven't got around to it, but I like Illinois.
He's sitting there criticizing me for filling out a bracket, and he hasn't even done it.
There's teams that I like in this tournament. Houston's a team that I like that could go a long ways. Gonzaga is undefeated. Illinois is a good basketball team.
Are you going to pick like eight teams here?
No, I'm just going through the teams that I think have a shot of winning the tournament. Michigan, I don't know if they're ready for prime time. Baylor, if I had to pick a team right now to win the national championship, I'll pick Baylor. They're a good basketball team.
So you're going on record and picking Baylor.
I'm picking Baylor to win the national championship.
And you heard what I just did. I went on record, picked Houston.
Okay, so they will meet in the Final Four.
Baylor and Houston? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they will meet in the Final Four.
That will be a good matchup.
Yeah, it will.
Both teams from the state of Texas. Old Southwest Conference rivals back in the old days. So that could be a good matchup.
I've gone on record and picked Houston.
I'm picking Baylor.
I will remind you of this after that Final Four game when Houston advances.
My sleeper team? You got a sleeper team?
He's going to pick more teams.
You got a sleeper team in the tournament.
Go ahead, Kip.
A sleeper team.
Sleeper team.
I don't know if they'd be considered a sleeper team, but...
But now they're not. Okay, he's got a sleeper team, but he doesn't know if they're going to be considered a sleeper. Let's keep talking in circles.
Alabama is a sleeper team. Alabama could get hot and win this whole thing.
Time out. You're telling me that you're picking a number two seed as a sleeper team?
They're not really considered a team that can win at all, but I think if they make shots, especially from outside around the three-point area, that could be a dangerous team.
When's the last time you looked up sleeper team? When's the last time you got that definition
a sleeper
refreshed?
Team? Oral Roberts. Sleeper team. Because Ohio State found that out yesterday.
I don't think there was much that made my day better than that yesterday.
Well, I said it. We set it together at the Wee Pub last night in Brunswick, listening to some live music, you and I and my wife and others, and we watched North Carolina get blown out by Wisconsin. Mm. That did me really – that did the old heart good last night.
Not a North Carolina fan, huh?
No. No, I'm not a bandwagon fan. I mean, you got a segment of the population that like to get on that bandwagon. You got the Cowboy Nation. You got – Pittsburgh Steeler fans, you got Green Bay Packer fans, you got Laker fans, Celtic fans, and then you've got North Carolina and Duke in basketball. I call them bandwagon fan bases.
Well, you and I both have a friend who is a huge North Carolina fan, and we got some kind of argument about something to do with eight freshmen and something. I don't know.
He's a little down today. It's okay. He'll be all right.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. Actually, from down here.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family. Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. On the diamond, since the Glen Academy Red Terrors lost three straight at the end of February, they have been on fire. The Terrors won six in a row until last night, going down to Richmond Hill in the final game of a three-game set, which they won. Glen is 9-4 overall and 5-1 in the region. The Camden County Wildcats are not having as much luck. They are 5-6 overall and 1-3 in the region. Maybe a silver lining for Camden is that they are 3-1 at home. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards. Accept no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com. 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Get your lighters out. This is the segment, the part of the show where Kip Branch is allowed to take over the show and pretty much do whatever he wants. But before we give him the keys to run the train off the tracks, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by Jets Pharmacy, Parker's, and by Belinda Thomas Realty.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurances, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighborhood Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your local neighborhood Pharmacy.
I'm just going to say how proud we are of a show as we're getting more and more regionalized in this area. The more popular the show becomes, more listeners that tune in, and thank you guys for doing that. You know, we're getting more sponsorship requests from different parts of the region. We now have sponsors, of course, down here in Camden, up in Brunswick on St. Simon's, as well now in Darien. So, yeah, we're pretty excited about that. All right, here we go.
Butt hurt list this week, Jason.
Yeah.
Number 5. And I want to give them their own special slot on the butt hurt list because they're out there and they're in their little caves today and they're hiding and they're making excuses for a loss yesterday. North Carolina blown out by 23 points to a Wisconsin team that's not very good. North Carolina, you're supposed to be a blue blood in college basketball. Yet, you're getting blown out by 23 points in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
Why are they not number one?
We're coming. See, wait. See, you're trying to hijack my list here. Number 4 on the butt hurt list, the Atlantic Coast Conference. Yeah, I give North Carolina their own spot. But I'm giving the ACC the 4th spot because 4 ACC teams lost yesterday in the first round of the tournament, the big, bad Atlantic Coast Conference.
So basically, you're giving North Carolina 2 spots.
Yes.
Okay.
They get 2 spots. ACC, number 4, overrated conference this year in basketball. Obviously not very good if they lose 4 games in the first round. So, yeah, the ACC goes here.
Excuse me.
Number 3 on the butt hurt list this week, the Tennessee Volunteers.
Yeah.
Dumpster fire all the way around. The only bright spot in the athletic program is basketball, women and men's basketball. Yet, Tennessee does what a team does every year. They lose.
Their gymnastics team is good.
The proverbial number 5 seed goes down to a 12 seed in the first round, and Tennessee pulled off defeat yesterday.
Have you seen Tennessee gymnastics?
No. I know the Tennessee baseball team blew out Georgia last night in Athens, 11-6. Number 2 on the butthurt list, Deshaun Watson.
Oh, yes.
You're blowing it, son. You're blowing it. Angelo Dundee told Sugar Ray Leonard in the corner of the Thomas Hearns fight way back, "You're blowing it, son." That's the only advice I can give to Deshaun right now. You're blowing it, son. You want to get out of Houston? You've got 7 lawsuits filed against you for inappropriate behavior, and 5 more will probably be filed next week. So you're facing 12 lawsuits. You're demanding a trade. Your PR firm is taking a hit right now.
You talk about stock dropping overnight.
Just bottoms out. And I don't know.
And so now Houston will be trying to get rid of him, and now nobody will take him.
Because of questionable character
issues. Wow, nuts.
He demanded a trade. Now it appears he may be stuck in Houston.
If they even want him.
We'll see how the legal system plays out.
I think they signed Tyrod Taylor in free agency. He might start.
Tyrod Taylor, the backup quarterback who signs with teams expecting to be the starter and ends up the backup.
Every year.
Every year it never fails. And number 1 on the butt hurt list this week, Jason. Drum roll, please. The Ohio State Buckeyes.
That's why North Carolina is not number 1.
2 seed bounced out by Oral Roberts yesterday.
A dental school.
Whatever school in Oklahoma. Oh, Ohio State. Does this school choke in everything?
It's not really a dental school.
No, I know, but Ohio State choked in football every year. And they choke in basketball this year. I mean, is there any other sport that they can possibly choke in this year?
Their gymnastics team is not very good.
I don't think they have a good baseball team. They may have a great equestrian team. Who knows? But Ohio State will figure out a way to lose a big game. That's what they do. They're the Ohio State Buckeyes. They find a way to lose when everybody expects them to win.
Didn't they win a national championship just a few years back?
Yeah.
Oh.
With the coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Urban Meyer.
Right.
Back in 2014, I believe.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, Ohio State, front runners until somebody busts them square in the mouth and then they fold their tent and now they're hiding. You can't find an Ohio State fan anywhere today. Look one up, you can't find one. Put out an all points bulletin for an Ohio State fan and see if any answer it. Can't find one.
MIA.
MIA. You can call it whatever you want to. Put out an Amber Alert for an Ohio State fan. Can't find one. They're driving a red. No, you just can't find one.
He's about to give a car description, and then he thought better of it.
Yeah, so Ohio State, number one on the butthurt list.
Well-deserved. And, of course, as I said, Oral Roberts is not really a dental school. Something to do with Baptist or
yeah, so
church.
Like a Christian university.
Yeah, it's a Christian university.
Yeah, so wow, I loved it. Though I sat there, and me and my wife watched that in the living room, and their best player in classic Ohio State fashion, the ball bounces perfectly to their best player. He gets an open three at the top of the key. Clank, Condo Builders Association convention. Then they go down.
Do you have a card for that? The Condo Builders Association?
Ohio State's the president.
Ah.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, the president.
So who are you rooting for in this tournament?
Who am I rooting for in this tournament? I am pulling for Baylor.
Because you're picking Baylor.
Yeah, I like Baylor.
But Alabama's your dark horse.
I think Alabama has as good a shot as anybody to win this thing.
Well, wait. We'll come back to it later.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon's since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there, too, with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Golnow's Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golnow's Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com. Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, GeorgiaSeaGrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
In the city, it's a pity, cause we just can't hide. Tinted windows don't mean nothing, they know who's inside. It's tricky to rock around, that's right, on time is tricky.
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 Spring training for the Atlanta Braves. Finally, we get to watch a Braves game on television last night. That was the first one of the season that we've been able to watch on Fox. We've been having, I think there was one other one early in the year that might have been on MLB Network. But we got to watch the Atlanta Braves on Fox last night for the first time in the spring. And they pretty much had their regular lineup run out there. Camargo was DH-ing. You don't expect that to happen because there's not going to be a DH.
Right.
But, yeah, so, I mean, you're talking Acuna, Albies, Freeman, Ozuna, Darnold, Swanson.
Was Pache in center field?
Riley, Pache was in center.
Good.
Yeah.
Don't get me I'm not. I promise the producer I'm not getting on no Ender Inciarte rant this week. I see your hand over there. I'm not getting on that rant today.
Well, at the end of the day, I think with Christian Pache, I think – with him, the Braves would be ecstatic if he just hit 250. Hit 250, play good defense in center field, and anything else that comes past that, any home runs he hits, any RBIs he drives in, that's just gravy.
Gravy. I think he's a great player, young player, only 22 years old. Pollen's bad in the Bennett Auto Group studio today, swarming around. So
that's my bad.
Obviously, yeah.
I pulled a Kit Branch.
Yes.
Coughing into the mic, doing whatever we got to do.
Doing whatever you got to do.
So I think with Christian Pache, if he hits 250, anything else he comes that comes with that is gravy for Atlanta, considering they're not really going to be depending on his bat in the middle of the order. He's going to hit down in the order, probably eighth for most of the year, unless he just goes on a tear or something. Then we might see him moved up to sixth. But, yeah, you know, I got a couple guys like that.
Let me ask you a serious question here. Marcell Ozuna is going to be the everyday left fielder.
Okay.
Last year he was a DH, led the National League in home runs. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is playing every day in the field going to affect him at the plate?
Yes.
How much?
Well, I have a buddy that I went to college with, and he has a saying, I don't believe anything until I've seen it. Right?
Right.
So you go by the past things that you've seen to predict the future. And that's that old saying, too. The easiest way to predict the future is to look at the past. While Marcell Ozuna for the last few years has played in the field, his numbers, average-wise, have not been that great, but his power numbers have been good. He DHs, his average skyrockets through the roof, and his power numbers also go up. So now he's going to be playing the field again. So my best guess, to use as a past predictor, probably good power numbers.
30 home runs, 30, 35 homers.
And hit 250.
Gotcha.
I think you live with that.
Yeah, I mean, you can live with the power numbers because you're going to need some power out of that spot in the lineup.
Now, if he hits 300 with those power numbers, they ain't nobody beating the Atlanta Braves.
If he hits 280 with 35 homers and 110 RBIs, it's on.
Nobody's beating the Braves.
Yes.
There's a good point that I heard Jeff Francoeur make, which I completely agree with him, pertaining to Austin Riley. Now is the time for Austin to either do what he's going to do or not, and the Braves move on from him. This is his year. This is a do-or-die year. The thing with him is they also have him hitting down in the order, so they're not really expecting him to be a huge producer in the middle. However, if Austin Riley puts up the numbers that the Braves think that he's capable of putting up this year, hitting in the seven hole with 35 home runs.
I saw one of these projection things for the Braves here recently. They had Austin Riley with 27, 28 home runs, batting 260 maybe.
And if he does that, that's a win for the Braves.
That is a huge win. The thing about Austin Riley, I know he's the everyday third baseman, but will he be looking over his shoulder at the bench with Camargo sitting over there if he starts slumping?
Yeah.
So is he really, is the confidence 100% there?
Well, we're going to find out because, again, this is his year. It's either do or die.
Gotcha.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network from the Bennett Auto Group Studios is brought to you by Golden Isles Collision, Nats Landing, and by Georgia Farm Bureau.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options. New state-of-the-art facilities, Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. I say that again. They guarantee their work for life. For life, and you don't get that in a lot of places. 301 Candler Drive off Highway 82 next to J&J Tire. 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center. Friendly, honest service.
I'll go ahead and give it to you one more time for those of you that want to go and put some money down to make yourself some money through the NCAA tournament. Your final four right now. Write this down in pen. Gonzaga, Florida State, Baylor, and Houston. Those are your final four. Florida State and Houston playing for it. Houston cuts down the nets.
Houston. I mean, that would be great. Houston had some great teams way back when Akeem Olajuwon played for them. You know, Akeem Olajuwon and Clyde Drexler played on the same team in college and only won one national championship.
Well, I know they played on the same NBA team, same team in the NBA, and they won two championships.
They played for the, you know, Houston back then. They lost, you know, they won that one national championship, but they had Akeem Olajuwon and Clyde Drexler for 3 or 4 years and could only get one national championship out of that.
Yeah, that's pretty nuts.
It's crazy. They did get beat by Jim Valvano in a miracle game 1 year.
Is that the Spy Slamma Jamma?
Spy Slamma Jamma.
That is them?
You ever watch that 30 for 30 Mm-mm. on them?
No.
That's pretty good.
No.
Houston, though, they got some decent history in basketball. Good history for Houston.
Well, you know, they play in the AAC, which is a really tough basketball conference. And, you know, they had to fend off Central Florida at times throughout the year. And so they did, and now they're in the NCAA tournament. I believe they're a 3 seed, but they are going to cut down the nets.
Central Florida didn't even have a winning record in basketball this year. Had to fend off what? Come on, man. You got to do better. Now, if you're going to try to throw some bait out there, come up with some better bait than that. Central Florida had a losing record in basketball.
Yet here you are talking about it.
I mean, they had to fend off Central Florida. No.
Yeah, they did, and all the other AAC teams.
Oh, okay. Memphis is a good team in the AAC.
Yeah.
Cincinnati's a good team.
Yes.
That's a good basketball conference. There's some good basketball teams in the AAC. It is a basketball conference.
And it's a great football conference.
No, it's a football conference if you like video games. If you like historical, old-fashioned focus on special teams, offense, and defense, then the AAC is not your conference.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. On the diamond, since the Glen Academy Red Terrors lost 3 straight at the end of February, they have been on fire. The Terrors won 6 in a row until last night, going down to Richmond Hill in the final game of a 3-game set, which they won. Glenn is 9-4 overall and 5-1 in the region. The Camden County Wildcats are not having as much luck. They are 5-6 overall and 1-3 in the region. Maybe a silver lining for Camden is that they are 3-1 at home. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Spring is in the air, and with it comes new beginnings. Maybe that includes a new special someone. Make it exceptional. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Don't forget wedding season, engagement rings for all styles and budgets. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Termite swarm season is upon us. The financial cost to you is real. Termites attacking your home can cost thousands in repairs. Peachtree Pest Control is here to help. Free inspections with treatment options to safeguard you from termites or eliminate them if you already have them. Go to PeachtreePest.com to find out more, including a free homeowner's guide to termites. Peachtree Pest Control, 912-265-9700.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards. Accept no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Now that's the way to start a last segment. I'm fired up now.
It's funny. No, I won't say that. I've said it before, but I won't say it anymore. It's funny. I will say it. It's funny how somebody who always is on this show railing against the 1980s and, you know, stuff like that, there's a lot of beds with Tricky, Purple Rain, Welcome to the Jungle.
I don't put the stuff together.
Okay.
Management does that.
Yeah. Well, management. Kudos to management.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by Ops, The Strike Zone, and Pristine Water.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game?
Yes.
Then you need to check out Ops off Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen, HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza, the burgers, the wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the Big Op star sign. Or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops. Let's see. Here's another misprint. Management tries to get me with these prints.
Reading is tough for Kip sometimes.
The one and only true sports bar in Camden County. Wow. We got to fix this. This is crazy, man. The way y'all try to throw somebody off here every week.
I love how he has.
See how management does. They're out there laughing.
He has difficulty reading it, and then he throws it off on somebody else that he can't read.
Wow. I'm reading through this, and wow, management. And I see you over there laughing. It's okay. I'll get you. I'm going to start reading through these before the show starts next week.
That's probably what most people would do anyway.
I assume the best in people. I don't expect them to throw words in here that
most people
don't make any
read
sense.
Through their material before they go live on the air.
I trust people. I won't trust management anymore.
Jeez.
One more thing before we get on to back to NCAA tournament. Braves starting rotation is in much better shape going into 2021 than it was going into 2020.
Well, I agree with you. We were talking about that in the break. So right now they're going to have a starting rotation of Max Fried, Charlie Morton, Ian Anderson, and Drew Smyly. And so Soroka, and then, of course, Bryce Wilson and Kyle Ryder pitching out for the fifth spot. Soroka's going to come back in April, May, somewhere in there. And at that point, you're putting Soroka back in the rotation.
He's in.
Yeah, so somebody's going to have to get moved out. More than likely, it's Bryce Wilson or Kyle Wright, and then Drew Smyly goes to being the fifth starter. Or maybe you keep the winner of Bryce Wilson, Kyle Wright, and move Drew Smyly to the bullpen. I mean, who knows?
Kyle Wright, trade bait for somebody near the trading deadline, Braves fill a hole?
And you've gotten to the point with Kyle Wright where you were the number one pitcher in the country when you were in college at Vandy.
Right.
There was nobody better than you. You were the fourth overall pick in the draft. The entire draft, you went number four overall. You haven't pitched like it at the major league level yet. And time's getting a little long in the tooth for you as far as being a can't-miss prospect. This is, we were talking about Austin Riley, do or die year. Same thing for Kyle Wright. He's got to win this fifth spot in rotation, and he's got to pitch well in the rotation every time he takes the ball for the Braves to look at him as a long-term answer. Because let me tell you something. There are some kids behind him. The Miller kid, Tucker Davidson, guys, and those are just the two right off the top of my head. There are three or four other guys that are traipsing right up the minor league system. Kyle Wright, if he's going to pitch for the Atlanta Braves, has to do it now.
I think he gets packaged for something at the trading deadline. I think that would be a good move maybe for him and his career if he doesn't win the spot. But if he does win the fifth spot, Soroka's coming in, and then it looks like he may be the odd guy out again.
I mean, again, it all depends. Now, Drew Smyly does have some experience in the bullpen in his career. He has pitched out the bullpen from time to time. So, you know, you've got that flexibility in him. If you don't want to move one of your young kids out of the rotation, you can move Smyly into the bullpen and still keep Bryce Wilson or Kyle Wright, whoever it may be, if they're pitching well, keep giving them the ball.
What's the word out of Atlanta about the closer situation?
Will Smith looks like he's the closer. Shane Green, from what I understand now about Shane Green, is his asking price is too high for anybody that's interested. They've done all these, you know, all these numbers and whatnot, and what these analytics folks are seeing in Shane Green is that he's on the decline. And so they don't want to give him the kind of money that he and his agent are asking for when he's coming off of two really good years. And they don't want to give him that kind of money because he's got a little bit of age on him, and they're saying to themselves, how long is it before he starts getting hit around?
I guess that's a valid concern if you manage based on the analytics. We're back to that.
Mm.
Again, that's what's hurt Atlanta, I think, on the managing side in the playoffs is analytics instead of gut, you know?
Just the NCAA tournament really quickly. The one seed Michigan, I've got losing to Florida State. And then the one seed Illinois, I've got losing to Houston, by the way.
That's going to be a great matchup, Houston and Illinois. Illinois is a good basketball team. And, you know, Alabama, though, give me Alabama's path.
Alabama has Iona in the first round, and then the winner of Connecticut and Maryland. So probably Maryland's who I'm taking. Then they've got to go through Texas, and Florida State's also in that bracket. So is Michigan.
Alabama could come out of that bracket.
No, Alabama's not beating Florida State.
We'll see.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume. Number one in new cars. Number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. Full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads. You are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!